91.3 FM WLVR Bethlehem. You are listening to Fritz Rocks. I'm your host. I'm AJ Fritz. Thanks for joining me today. We just wrapped up a block of Nazareth there with Liar. Before that, we heard See Me. We also gave you Warning, Mean Streets, and the classic Bad, Bad Boy from still one of my favorite Nazareth albums, the Razmanaz album, and Going Loco to kick off that block from the brand new Nazareth album, The News. This year actually marks the 40th anniversary of the Scottish rock band Nazareth, plus a new studio album release since 1998's Boogaloo. The news is that Nazareth is back and the world tour makes a stop in Allentown when Nazareth appears in concert at Croc Rock Sunday, November 30th. It's a pleasure to talk with the band today, and we'll get the scoop on Nazareth's new rockin' album, The News, with lead vocalist Dan McCafferty. Dan, you there?
I'm right with you, AJ. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, and how are you, man?
I'm doing fine.
Well, great. Where are we actually talking to you at right now?
I'm down in Tampa, Florida at the moment.
Oh, you're in Florida. Enjoying the nice sunny weather?
Well, we'll have a day off today. We're flying up to New York tomorrow, so we're enjoying the sunshine, sure.
My first question for you, Dan, is an old friend suggested 2 months in Switzerland to record The News. What a tough break that was, huh, going to Switzerland to record.
It's a filthy job, but someone had to do it, you know?
I bet.
No, it's a guy that used to be, he was the promotions guy for Phonogram Records, and he's got his own company now. And he said, there's a great little studio up here, have a look at it. So we went and had a look at it, and it's fabulous. And the kid that's the producer, a guy called Jean Roulier, is a young guy, and he was desperate to do us. He was desperate to do a rock band, you know?
Yeah.
So we got in touch with him, and we sat and had a few meetings, and it all seemed to go swimmingly well. So we said, right, we'll go in and do it. So we took the stuff in, and we picked 13 songs, which is the ones that are on the news.
Yeah.
And we all had to agree that everybody liked all the songs, so that we know coming back in a couple months, we didn't like that one. So we sorted that out. And it was a really fun album to make. I think it'd be played great on it. The tunes are good. And it's very, very diverse, which I really like.
Yes, it is diverse. And you can, you know, even in the set that I played, it shows the diversity of Nazareth, but still stays completely true to the sound of the band that
right.
We all know so well.
Well, that's what we wanted. We wanted it to sound like Nazareth, obviously. But then we wanted it to sound like it was made this year, you know.
Yeah.
And it was in the 70s, you know.
And it does. And another big milestone for you guys, 40 years. It is a milestone in this industry, and what a great life doing what you love for so long.
Oh, it's been fantastic. I have no complaints. And if I had, who would listen?
Complaining does no good anyway, right?
No.
Oh, man. And what was it like working with this young producer, Jan? He's only 27.
It was great. Because he was well into the songs. And he got everybody the sound that they wanted. You know, he got Pete the bass sound he wanted. He got Jimmy the guitar sounds he wanted. He got great drum sound, because he's a drummer. So he got a great drum sound for Lee.
Yeah.
And everything just went no problem, really. It was really a lot of fun to make. We had a good laugh making the album, which was great. Because sometimes it can be a bit of a toil, you know?
Well, sure. And, you know, what actual number of studio album is this now?
Oh, I think it's 21 or 22. I think so, 21 or 22.
Yeah, I think it's up there. And
it's getting up there.
It's getting up there. That's quite a catalog there, Dan.
Yes, it is.
and so many great things have come from the band over the years. And now, with a new album, The News, I want to ask you, how's it being reviewed across the world?
The reviews and it have been the best reviews I've ever had. But there's been a couple of bad ones, of course, you know. Some people don't like us. But generally speaking, it's been really, really well received. So fingers crossed there.
Yeah, well, for good reason. I got to tell you, it is a great album. It really is. You guys came through with a marvelous record here.
Yeah, it was. What I liked about it was we hadn't made a record for 10 years.
Yeah.
And we're in the 40th anniversary. We were terrified that our old record companies would put together, you know, 40 years of Nazareth and all the stuff that people already own. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
So we said, well, why don't we give them 40 years of Nazareth, but as it is now. So that's what we did with the news, you know.
And how did the title of the album come to be, The News?
Well, like typically of us, we can never think of a name for anything till the last minute, you know. I was sitting in the house one day, and we tried a million things, you know.
Yeah.
And we just got back from finishing the record, and we were saying, come on, we've got a title for this thing, guys, you know. I phoned Pete, and I said, what about the news? He went, I like that. And then we phoned around everybody, Jimmy and Lee. Yeah, we like that too, so that was fine. And then it was Pete's message said, well, what about using the NAS of the Z, and, you know, instead of the W in the news, you know, so.
Yeah.
Instead of the S, I mean, so that gives it a little bit of NAS flavor, and it's simple, you know.
Like, oh, it is.
Good things are. You know?
Yeah, and it works, and the news is Nazareth is back, stronger than ever, you know.
Right, yep.
And I take it that's probably what you guys were getting at, because, you know.
This is what's happening now, guys, you know.
Yeah. And now, you guys are on an extensive tour. As a matter of fact, looking at your website, as of September 24th, having already played 104 shows on this 40th anniversary tour, which took Nazareth through 18 countries over three continents, how do you guys recharge?
It's a way of life now. We've been doing it for so long. It's like you just save your energy for at night, you know, for when you're playing the shows.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you just kind of hang, you know. Make sure you get sleep. Sleep is what you need, man. You know? And especially at my age. trying to take care of yourself a little bit, but have fun too. You know?
Well, sure. I got to ask you about this because this had been making the news not too long ago, back in May, okay? In fact, there was an appearance here in our area with an old former bandmate of yours, Manny. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this former original member, Manny Charlton, he took Nazareth on the road, and a disclaimer was actually posted on your website. And has that been resolved, and how has that affected the band? Because I do remember when this happened, I went on the air and I spoke about it and told my listeners that Manny Carlton's Nazareth is not recognized by the official band Nazareth.
Right.
And I wanted to know, has that been resolved, and how are you guys handling that whole thing?
It has been resolved. It was lawyers in love for a while, you know. But
sure.
Then we spoke to our guy, spoke to Manny's guy, and we got it sorted out. So it's finished now. It's all, you know, you can go out as Manny Charlton, former Nazareth, or former Nazareth guitarist, Manny Charlton, because he was, you know.
Sure.
At least that's the truth. But you can't go out using our pictures and say it's Nazareth, because it's not, you know.
Yeah.
So it caused a bit of grief with some of the fans. They were a bit pissed off and all that, you know. But thankfully, it's all resolved now, so. There you go.
Do you guys...
It's something you can do without, but hey, things in life happen, eh?
Yeah, I guess they do. And, you know, the band has to continue, has to go on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me talk a little bit about your guitarist, Jimmy Morrison. He gets to show his guitar chops on the news album, and he's obviously respected, Dan, in the guitar world, with Gibson issuing the signature J.M. Nazareth Special Edition Epiphone Gibson guitar.
Well, I see. He's a wonderful guitar player. I mean, he's been the longest serving Nazareth guitar player. Jimmy's been with us for 16 years.
Yeah.
You know, so, and his musical influence is on the band's incredible. I mean, he did a lot of writing for the album. We all did. He's a great guy to get along with. He's no problem. He sort of keeps himself to himself. He's a quiet kind of guy.
Yeah.
But he's a rock star. You know, he's a really rock star guitar player. I mean, no question about that.
Yeah, once he hits the stage, it's all over, right?
That's what Jimmy loves, really, you know.
Sure, and you and Pete and Lee as well.
Yeah, we're all getting along fine, and the band's really happy at the moment. We're really pleased with the new album. We're pleased with how well the tour's been going. So the reaction to the album and the reaction to the tour's been great. So, you know, we finish up in a couple of weeks and we get a well-deserved break and then start all over again.
All over again, right. And, hey, rock and roll never dies, man.
It never does.
It's just, the roll just keeps on rolling down the road, you know?
Definitely does.
Yeah, definitely. And fans can actually register on the Nazareth website to win this guitar in December.
That's right. Because we thought it would be a fair way of doing it, you know, because they made a Gibson one for Jimmy, and they made the other one, you know, for the fans. They gave them a couple of guitars. So we said, well, the fans really should get a chance to get one of these. So we've put them up on the website as a sort of raffle or whatever, you know.
Right, but...
You just register it, and it's names that are hot, really, you know what I mean?
Yeah, as long as...
lucky. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as the fans register on the website, they can get in on the contest, and this
That's
is going to happen. And,
That's great.
Yeah, it is great. And in the news liner notes, Pete wrote the liner notes, and he mentions that the recording session was actually filmed. And what's the latest with that footage? Are we ever going to see that footage?
Well, we hopefully it is, because it was an Austrian film company. They wanted to make it. And but, I mean, they took, I mean, hours and hours and hours of filming, you know. And by the time they edit it down and see how, you know, we've got to wait and see what they want to do with it, then they've got to find someone to sell it to, because it's their project, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So if they can find someone that's going to release it, it could come out as a, I don't know, like a documentary, I suppose.
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
About how the album was made, you know.
Oh, well, that hopefully we'll see that someday. That
hopefully, because I think it'll turn out quite well. The guys were really good. They're young guys, you know, so they're all excited with it all and full of energy and that, you know, so.
Yeah, and
that'll come to the fore.
Yeah, we hope to see that someday. And Father Pete on bass and son Leon drums in the band, the Agnews. And what's that experience like for both the Agnews and the band?
Great. I mean, it's great, really. It's no problem at all. I mean, I've got to say, like, so Lee and Jimmy, keep us on our toes. Keep the old guys on their toes. You know? You better try to keep up with these suckers. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, man, sure.
And Pete, you know, I mean, I've known Lee since the day he was born.
Yeah.
He's a nice big fella, you know, and he's a very, very good drummer.
Yes,
and he's
he
one of these drummers that he listens to every other drummer that's going around, so he's learning every second minute, you know?
Yeah.
So he's still keen, you know, he's a young man.
Yeah. Any father and son squabbles in the band, like, you know, Pop telling
really,
the son
really.
Do this,
I mean,
or that?
The most they often say is, oh, shut up, Dad. It's about as bad as it gets.
Oh, man, that's very cool. You know, it's a very unique experience having a father and son working in a band. I think it can probably lend to some really great things, which is evident on the album, because it's a really tight bottom-end rhythm section. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. They're good players. The two of them are good players.
Yeah, he absolutely does. Now, when you guys, you know, go out on the road and you're doing these concerts all over the world, okay, does the set list change with each concert, and what can the fan expect at the shows?
Well, it doesn't change at each concert, but it changes for certain countries. Like in the States, we'll put out a number of things back in from Air of the Dog, obviously.
Sure.
Maybe we don't play in Russia or somewhere else, you know.
Yeah.
But on this tour, we're doing three off the new album, and the rest pretty much favourites. I mean, we can't not play Hair of the Dog, and we can't not play Razzmatazz, and we can't not play Love Hurts, or people will be pissed off.
Yeah.
And we don't want to get them to buy a ticket and then piss them off.
No. We want to make them happy, right?
Yeah, that's what we want.
And, you know, the world has changed so much in the last 40 years, Dan, and the music industry has changed so much in the last 40 years, and now technology has made huge inroads for bands. And I wanted to ask you, does the band embrace technology, and if so, why?
Well, we embrace it because it's there, and it won't go away anyway. You know, it's never going to go back to, you know, reel-to-reel tape machines. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
They're gone. And I embrace it, I mean, not so much for us, because we're an established band, and we can always go and work somewhere, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But for young kids, I think it's brilliant, because they've got these, you know, YouTubes and iTunes and whatever.
Yeah.
So a lot of young kids that would never be seen by anybody, really. You know, because the record companies have cut down on the bands that they sign now, and, you know, there's not so much going on, especially in rock music, you know?
Oh, I know. Not enough.
And so I think it gives the kids that want to play rock a chance to get themselves out there, you know, because a lot of kids watch, you read interviews with any of the young bands coming out in Britain.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the Arctic Monkeys and all these kind of bands.
Yeah.
That's what they watch. They watch YouTube all the time.
Ah.
Or MySpace, you know?
Yeah.
They pick up on bands.
Yeah, well, Nazareth needs a MySpace account. There's a fan one, but there's not an official MySpace account for the band.
No, there isn't. Well, we've got our own website. We're on quite a bit of YouTube, so, you know. So I think, and the fans know where how to get us anyway, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So it's maybe something that you really don't need right now, and you know.
Right now, or somebody will think of it and put it together, you know, over when we get a break, you know.
Yeah, yeah. When you're recharging your batteries, you got nothing better to do. Hop on a laptop and set up an account.
I'll set it up. Right. that's the game.
Yeah, and the website has got a lot of great stuff on it. There's blogs on there. The band keeping in touch with the fans by talking to the bands through the blogs and posting things on the website as well. You know.
Well, that's what's handy with the technology now. The band, the fans are not so distant as they used to be.
Yeah.
You know, they can have a chat with you. If they want to, you know.
It kind of brings us all together in a way, you know.
It does. It makes the world a smaller place.
You know? Yeah, it does. And let's tell everybody what the website address is. Do you know it?
It's nazarethdirect.co.uk.
That's right. And I wanted to say that we're really looking forward to seeing you again. I haven't seen the band since your last performance at Crocodile Rock in Allentown.
That's right. Well, I'm looking forward to coming back to Allentown. I like that area. It's lovely. I mean, nice this time of year, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. I hope that I'll get the chance to stop by after the show and say hello again.
Absolutely.
That would be cool.
That'll be fine. We'll have a beverage or something.
Oh, well, sure. We could have a few beverages, if you don't mind. Dan, I want to really thank you.
It's very kind of you to give me your time.
And hey, I want to thank you for the music that you've given us, you and the band, and for what's to come as well, because I see no end for Nazareth.
No, at the moment. We're happy chappies at the moment.
Well, that's what makes the world go round, man. As long as you're happy, you know.
That's right.
You know, it's often said that the true measure of success is not how much is in the bank, but whether you love doing what you're doing to make a living.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've been a lucky guy. So, you know, keep
plugging away.
I keep crossing your fingers and plugging away.
All right, man. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you once again at Crocodile Rock this Sunday in Allentown. And thanks for taking the time. And again, we look forward to saying hello at the end of the show, right?
Okay. Thanks a lot, AG. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank you so much, Dan. And we'll see you on Sunday, buddy.
Okay.
And please give my congrats to the rest of the band on
I certainly will, AG. I'll give them what you were saying.
But yeah, big thumbs up, man, on the record. We're spinning it heavy here, and we'll give it a lot of airplay, man.
That's great. Thanks very much for your help.
All right. Take care, Dan.
You too, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.